Welcome to the EHL Alumni Network podcast. I'm your host, Caroline. In this exciting series, we'll dive deep into the journeys of EHL alumni who embarked on a bachelor's adventure at EHL and then pursued master's degrees across the globe. Today, we welcome Julia Barbe to the podcast. After graduating from EHL in 2022, Julia studied for a Master of Science in Business Administration with a major in Sustainability and Circular Innovation, an entirely online course through FSHS, which is the Swiss Distance University of Applied Sciences. She is currently Sustainability Manager at Villars Alpine Resorts in Switzerland and also teaches sustainability practices on the Vocational Education and Training Programme by EHL. Welcome to the podcast, Julia.
Thank you.
So let's start right at the beginning. When you started your bachelor's at EHL, did you already know that you wanted to work in sustainability?
I did not know I wanted to work in sustainability like as an actual job, but I definitely know that I wanted sustainability to be part of my job. Like in a certain way, I wanted to integrate sustainability in my job. And I didn't really know yet like that there was some actual job only about sustainability, but my actual focus when I started EHL was hospitality, and I think it still is. I just like mix both of them now, and I think that's the greatest about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a very important subject at the moment.
It is.
It's essential to any job, I would say. But why were you in particular so passionate about sustainability?
So I've lived far away from cities all my life. So I've been in the nature. So first, I grew up in the Swiss mountains, so in Valais, in a small mountain village. So I had the mountains every day when I wake up. And then we moved to Mauritius in a permaculture farm. So I've always been surrounded since I'm very young to nature, like either by the sea or in the mountains. So I knew how important it was. And I think especially when I started my studies, I saw that it was not like perfectly clean and the nature everywhere. So I was sensibilized since I was a child. And that's why that's when I started to really be interested about sustainability. When I was maybe 14, 15 years old, I started to really look at some documentaries, reading some books, getting interested about permaculture and so on. So yeah, since I'm a teenager, it's an important part of my life.
Yeah, great. Can I ask which village in Valais it was that you...
It was Lassage in Val d'Airain, so near Evolène,
okay.
Arola.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. I mean, yeah. I agree, like it's so inspiring that area, well, anywhere in Switzerland, really, that just to be surrounded by nature. And yeah, I can see how that could have inspired you.
Yeah.
And then, so getting to EHL, obviously EHL has a strong focus on sustainability as well. Did you feel like that interest was really nurtured at the school?
Yeah, so... When I started in AP, I wanted to be part of the sustainability committee. Of course, it was not called like that before, but I mean, it was the sustainability committee and it was not possible in AP. So I still started to gather some ideas. And then in BOSC 1, I integrated the committee. So then we did the sustainability week, for example. I worked quite a lot with Noémie Dantin and also Natasha afterwards, who are still there. And I think they were great mentors in the field. And I could do a lot and I could learn a lot within the school, even with in the F&B department. We were having some vegetarian cooking class and things like that. And also afterwards in BOSC 6 with the electives in sustainability. So yeah, I think... like in the EHL environment, I had the chance to have a lot of sustainability projects, and that was great. Yeah,
fantastic. And then you also did an internship with the Richemont Group, which I believe also helped you sort of solidify that your desire to go into sustainability as a career.
Yeah, definitely. So in BOSC 4, I did my internship in Schaffhausen, so for IWC watches, and they have a strong focus in sustainability, and I could really see it, and I could really see what was possible. So not just in hospitality, because that was like the field that I knew, but also in other industries. And I met a lot of people working in sustainability when I was there, and that really nurtured my passion for sustainability, and it really helped me to choose my path afterwards.
Yeah, fantastic. And so afterwards, you then obviously decided to do a master's. You're quite different from some of our other guests in that you've chosen an online master's. Can you explain a bit about why you wanted to do an online master's?
Yeah, so I wanted to do a master's degree, like no matter what. That was a bit the next step of my career that I wanted to take. But I also wanted to work because I realized that studies is great, but when you go really in the field, it's very different. And people, when you arrive in the market, they want you to have some experience and they want you to have like some concrete experience. And I felt that just studies and staying two more years in school would not benefit me as much as if I would work and do it at the same time. So that's when I started to look at the online masters. And I wanted, of course, to do a specialization in sustainability, because even though I think that I could still learn a lot in the in a company directly, like the recognition of the company would not be the same if I had a master's degree. So that's why I wanted to do something in sustainability, but still having something a bit more general. So that master's that I found, so it's an MBA with a specialization in sustainability, was the perfect match. It would also allow me to earn some money. So that's an important part. Like living in Switzerland without a job is very difficult as a student. So that was, of course, one of the big reason why I chose to do both at the same time. And it's a recognized master. So that's also something that I wanted. So being able to do a PhD afterwards, being able to be recognized in the whole world, that was something important to me, because I saw a lot of master's degree that were a bit like, don't really know if it's recognized or not. So it was the good compromise for me regarding money, working at the same time, gaining some experience, having a good recognized master's degree. So yeah, that was the perfect match.
Yeah, fantastic. And this course is very much set up for people to work alongside. In fact, it's actually a requirement to have a job, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So yeah.
Yeah. And so how does that work? I presume most of the time you're studying in the evenings. Was that a difficult, I mean, you're still doing this course, should we just specify? You've got another, a few months perhaps, or even a year. So how does that work? How are you finding juggling working alongside studying?
So yeah, so it's designed for people working. So it's indeed a requirement when we apply. And if you don't have a lot of experience, which was my case, I just finished GHL in 2022. So they wanted me to have a job in sustainability to make sure that I had enough knowledge in the field. So when I applied, I was working at Nestle. And in sustainability, and having both is not easy. Like definitely we have to be prepared. And I think like working at 80% would be better than 100%, because it's a lot. But I knew it's a commitment. Like at the end of the day, I knew that for 2 years I was going to be working a bit more than my friends, maybe having a little less time for me. But I still have my holidays in summer. I still have my holidays in winter. So the classes are in the evening. So it's usually Tuesday and Thursday evening as from 5:30, and it can go until 9. So it can be long evenings. There are also some classes that are that have some videos. So the classes that I just said, Tuesday and Thursday, are live. So I have my actual class with me and some lecturers and so on. I also have some classes that are recorded that I can watch. A lot of personal works that I usually do on Saturdays, and I try to keep my Sunday for me, but not always possible. But yeah, it's a lot of work. For someone who works at 100%, which was my case, my weekends were busy, especially in the end of the semester period with the exam, with the reports to give, and so on. But now, right now I'm at 80%, so I decided to have one more day to do my master's degree, and it helps me a lot. Like really, I have a lot more time. I can free my weekend more, have one day where I do that, my lectures in the evening. And yeah, that's the good compromise.
Totally. That's going to help. And just going back to, so initially you were with Nestle, and obviously it was a requirement to have that job in sustainability. From Nestle's point of view, was that a big attraction for them that you were also doing this master's, do you think?
Definitely. Yeah. They really encouraged me in that sense. They are a lot about training and development and all that. And they help, like they have a good program to help students or young graduates to continue their studies. And they were encouraging me to do that. So yeah, it was definitely a benefit for me to have that in my job.
Yeah, great. And for you, how has the course met your expectations? Have you been happy with it? Is it what you expected?
Yeah, it is what I expected. So if students want to do that, they have to be prepared that it's online. So it's not easy. Like sometimes you want to see the people. And I do have a lot of contact with my classmates and so on, because we have some group work. So we call, like, apart from the classes that we have, we call on other days and we work on projects. So I do have some new friends coming from the school, and I do have some contacts, but it's not real contact, and it's behind the screen. And sometimes it's difficult to be like, I do my whole day at work and then I come home and I'm again behind the screen to do that. So it can be difficult. But regarding the content itself, I'm really happy. Like I have lecturers from the University of St. Gallen. I have some lecturers from the University of Zurich. They are really committed to the classes. So that's great. And I can feel it. And they are really passionate about their subject. And that's really cool. So yeah, basically all our classes are around like the subject that we have in an MBA, but with sustainability in it.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted. So it's great.
Yeah. Okay. And I guess everything that you're learning, you can apply instantly because you're working alongside. Has that been beneficial?
Yeah, definitely. So they are, I can apply a lot of things, like especially in the classes. So we have some classes that are, like as I said, like an MBA, so marketing classes, financial classes, things like business model classes that are like general with sustainability. And I have some specific sustainability classes like circular innovation classes, sustainable development classes, things like that. And these one are really beneficial in my day-to-day life, in my job, as I can truly apply them. The group works that we do, we usually do it on our actual companies. So sometimes I have a project to do at work and I just bring it to my master's degrees as a project. And at the end, I do one in two. I work it like I can work it at work and it will benefit my master's and vice versa. So that's great. And I can develop project for my work within my master scope. So yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. And you mentioned earlier that obviously perhaps a slight downside is that you're not getting face-to-face or in-person contact with your fellow students. But I believe you're doing a field trip to South Africa as part of the course. So I guess that's going to be a chance for you all to get together, and hopefully
definitely
that will solidify relationships a bit.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So all the class is going to South Africa in the University of South Africa, to work during one full week on a project regarding the sustainable transformation of of Africa in general. So there are two options of field trips, and this is one, and the other one is in China. So it's regarding China's sustainable development. So these are two very good opportunities to meet our professors, the other students that we are. And not all the students come from Switzerland. I haven't specified this, but I have some students that come from Mexico, that come from all over the world. And that's also very enriching. I'm one of the youngest, so but a lot of them are already like senior managers in their companies, and it's great contacts, and we can do some great networking within the class itself.
Yeah, I guess, yes, that's the definite advantage of online, having people come from all over. So it sounds like this is the perfect fit for you. Have you got any tips or advice for EHL students that might be considering an online master's?
I would say that for students like that, that want the good balance between work and studies, and that are a bit not bored, but enough of only studies, this is like, they shouldn't be scared to do that. And it can be recognized worldwide too. That's often the fear of students, to say, oh, but I'm doing online, maybe it's not as good as an in-person master degree. But it can be, like I've seen in other fields, like not only in sustainability, but in many different fields, some very good online masters. And I think the students shouldn't fear of looking at that option, because it can be really rewarding, especially having a work experience at the same time and being able to, yeah, to match both together. And it is a great experience.
Fantastic. Great. Well, we're coming to the end, but I've just got a few quick fire questions for you, if that's okay. So first of all, what was the best thing about studying at EHL for you?
I have a lot of best things.
You can only pick one. That's the rule.
I guess I would say the opportunities. Like, I had so much opportunities when I was studying at EHL. I could do, like, I took all of them. Like, I was ambassador. I was working in committees. I was an admission assistant. Like, I took everything that I could. And there are so many things that you can do when you work at EHL, that take all of them. Like, it's great. Yeah, opportunities.
Fantastic. And so in just three words, can you describe the experience of your master's?
I would say exciting, challenging, and enriching.
That's a good combination. And lastly, just to finish off, what's your biggest wish for your career?
Oh, that's a difficult one. I would say to be able to be, first of all, to be happy in what I'm doing, like, definitely, and also to have an impact. Like, I think the worst in a career path is to feel that you're not making a difference, or that you're not, I think having an impact and feeling that you have an impact in a company is really rewarding. And that's my wish.
I completely agree, and I'm sure that you will.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Julia, for joining us and sharing your story. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Join us again next time for more stories from EHL alumni who have embarked on master's degrees across the world. Until then, goodbye.